Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the plus sign. The plus sign. When you think of the most familiar symbols we know, there are few that are more familiar to us than the plus sign. We got introduced to this sign in elementary school. You remember we were doing drills like 1 plus 1 is 2 and 2 plus 2 is 4. We knew the plus sign above all symbols because addition was the first mathematical concept we learned. It was important for us to know, and it was also the easiest for teachers to explain. In business, the plus sign is also a powerful concept. In this term, it's not necessarily a symbol, but an action. These are individuals who add to you rather than those that take away from you. And in business, it's important for us to know how to become pluses in the lives of those that we connect with, as opposed to minuses or divisions. Yes, my friends and neighbors, those who master the art of the plus will know how to win more often than not. Let's outline this in our plus acronym today. That P reminds us that we must be positive plus purposeful. Yes, my friends and neighbors, our team should always understand the why behind what we're doing and the why behind what we're asking them to do. You know, kids are great at asking the question why. You tell them to do something and they'll say, why do I need to do that? And the younger they are, the more they ask why. And then at some point, we get to a level where we just say, because I said so, because I said so. Well, the because I said so mentality is not going to work in business. The why behind it is a motivator. But it's not just knowing the purpose behind something, there also has to be positivity as well. This is expressing with joy everything that you do, creating an atmosphere in your life that encourages peace and happiness and positivity no matter what. It's living on the bright side. It's remaining optimistic. It's believing in yourself and those around you. So it's not just the art of being purposeful, but it's positivity plus purposefulness. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when we can add those two to our repertoire, we become more dynamite than ever. Then the next one, that L in our plus acronym, reminds us that we must be learners plus leaders. Yes, my friends and neighbors, learners plus leaders. The goal is to lead by learning and to learn by leading. You see, the smart guy that won't take the lead is missing his plus sign. The charismatic leader that won't learn is missing her plus sign. How do we become better as leaders and learners? Take these few tips, my friends. First, we must pursue a mentor. Yes, my friends, we must pursue a mentor like a lion pursues its prey. Watch them, follow them, learn from them, spend time with them. Remember, where the herd goes, you can also find a lion. And where the mentor goes, you should also find a mentee. How desperately are you pursuing your mentor, my friends? Are you chasing that individual that has the secrets to your success? Now, after you pursue the mentor, I challenge you to read constantly. You see, books opens doors and ignorance closes them. So education will open almost any door and ignorance will close almost any. That means that we've got to take the time to study, to research, to read, to grow, to advance our minds. Yes, my friends. And then finally, the way that we become leaders plus learners is we've got to be first. First to experiment, first to explore, first to excel, and first to advance. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's important to pursue a mentor, and we've got to be leaders plus learners. That next element of how we add to those around us is we must become unafraid plus unstoppable. That's the U in our plus sign. We must be unafraid plus unstoppable. Remember, my friends, fear is the biggest enemy of progress. It stunts growth, it smothers creativity, and there is no such thing as good fear. You may hear public speakers say that they have a healthy amount of fear before they get up on the stage to speak. I don't believe in any level of good fear. All fear is bad. All fear is unhealthy. All fear leads to anxiety and stress. You ever seen somebody terrified and afraid? Their hands shake, their teeth shatter, their knees knock, they break out into a cold sweat, they stumble when they try to communicate and speak. They can't do any of those things because fear takes hold on us all if we're not careful. But right after fear, there is a lack of consistency. That's the next biggest enemy of progress. That's why we must take lessons from the ant. Yes, my friends, I like ants as a species because they embody fear plus no quit. They are unafraid plus unstoppable. They fight to the death. They forage relentlessly. They take on creatures 3 to 5 times their size. We must be more like the ant. Yes, my friends and neighbors, take on challenges several times bigger than you. Keep working to make sure that you can excel and advance. Do the little things that matter the most and amaze people at how you can lift and carry things that they don't expect you to be able to lift and carry. Fight to the finish, my friends and neighbors. Don't just talk about it. Don't just say you're going to do it. Actually accomplish it. Yes, my friends and neighbors, one of the greatest joys of business is to be unafraid plus unstoppable. We can accomplish that by committing to one thing. You see, most people have irons in the fire, and there are multiple irons because they're afraid that one thing won't work. Remember, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Learn how to commit to one thing and do it relentlessly. Then the next component of how you become unafraid and unstoppable is you do it every day. There is no weekend. There are no breaks. There are no day off. Every day you're doing something related to getting you closer to your goals. People often ask me what I like to do in my free time, and they're amazed by my reply. I typically like to do the things that I'm doing right now. I enjoy creating. I enjoy developing lessons. I enjoy building businesses. I enjoy helping organizations succeed through training. I'm doing the same things. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when your vacation and your vocation are the same occupation, then you can conquer a nation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, committing to one thing means we do it every day. It also means we take punches. You see, the reason that people telling you no would bother you is because we don't hear it enough. If no bothers you, it's just because you don't hear it enough. The more you hear it, the tougher you'll get, the harder you'll work to turn no's into yeses. Yes, my friends and neighbors, is being unafraid and unstoppable. Last but not least, in order to add to others around us, we must be synchronized plus swift. Yes, my friends and neighbors, see, synchronization means that we're working together in harmony. One of the coolest Olympic sports you ever going to see is one called synchronized swimming. It's when the swimmers are in two different parts of the water, but they're performing the exact same functions. One's on the right and the other's on the left, and they're diving at the same time and coming up at the same time and performing the same dance routines. They look exactly like each other underwater. Well, that's the way it should be when we're adding to those on our teams. We should operate in unison, in harmony, synchronized together. You've seen a three-legged race. It requires synchronization. Rowing as a sport, the sport of rowing requires synchronization, and building powerful teams requires it as well. It also means that we've got to add the plus to that, which means we're speedy. When it comes time to taking advantage of opportunities, we're fast. We follow up fast. We're fast at pursuing prospective clients. We put the needs of others above our own, and we do it rapidly. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to evaluate how many pluses you're bringing to the table, because the more pluses you bring, the better off everyone is. Listen, I hope you enjoy this training segment, and if you did, I can make you one personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you're running your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm DL Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.